God chooses differently. Sometimes we have an idea of how God should choose and how we think God should choose. And we place ourselves in a place where we feel like God won't choose us. Because that's what we're used to by the world's standards. Isn't that true? By the world's standards, many of us say, not me. I can't be picked, and I can't be used. Well, as we look in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 26, I think we're going to find it's a little bit different. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. I hope as I read through that, you saw that God chooses differently than we do. I mean, think about, I'll go back in my history and think about being a young kid in elementary school, and they're choosing up sides to play basketball. Guess who got chose last every time? I think they ought to change the rules of basketball for me. Okay? If you can hit the rim with the ball, you get 1 point. If it goes in, you get 2 points. And if it goes in without using the rim or the backboard, you get 3 points, no matter where you are on the court. It's an amazing day when I can make baskets. You won't find me at the rec center playing basketball. I was not very good. Never was. Had my own basketball, so they let me play. And then my last year of college, I lived with two roommates that loved to play basketball. And they loved to go for a pickup game all the time. And they chose me for one reason and one reason only. Well, let me put it this way. They had two rules for me. Both of them were very good at basketball. And at that time, it was a lot of three-on-three games. So they needed a third person. So here's my rules that they gave me. You get the ball, you give it to us. And the second rule that they had for me was, see that guy? He's the best guy on their team. Take him out. That was the only two rules they gave me. I still have a problem playing basketball. I'm just not that good. I know that, and I'm aware of that, and so therefore I steer clear, and you won't even see me at the rec center shooting baskets by myself. Because there's people walking around the track, that would just be too embarrassing for me. I can't even do it if they lower the net, by the way, okay? I can play baseball, and I can get the ball in there where you want me to get it. So if they put the net down where a catcher's mitt is in basketball, I think I could do that. You see, there's many people just like me, many people who come to a place where they realize they're not the wisest and they're not the strongest. They realize that they are not the wisest and they're not the strongest. There are many people like that, isn't there? I've searched my whole life long trying to find something that I could excel at. And the only thing that I could find that I could excel the best at is reading. Keep going back to that. I keep trying to find something else I can do. There was one time, you can ask Deanne, I don't think she enjoyed this time. There was one time that I decided I was going to start to enter into Scrabble tournaments. And I started studying lists of words left and right. And Deanne would play with me, but none of my kids would. And Deanne's goal was to beat her score last game, not to beat me. But I never got good enough. I was never able to memorize enough words and ways to do things, to excel in that. I've always looked for something, and I think all of us come to that place, don't we? All of us come to that place where we decide, I'm not the wisest, I'm not the strongest, I am who I am, and that's who I'm going to be. And I just learned how to live with that. Well, the second thing that happens to some people is some of these people of low standing come to God for salvation. Because in the midst of this not being the wisest and not being the strongest, they realize that they will never be able to save themselves. It's not possible. It won't happen. I need someone else to do that for me. I need someone else to lift me up out of that low place in life and give me salvation, give me eternal life, give me hope, give me peace, give me comfort. I need somebody else to do that. But only some people will ever come to that place. Only some people will ever come to that place. There's many people out there that are too proud to admit that they can't do it. And so they never trust God. And that's one of the saddest things there is, I think. They come to that place and they say, I will never excel, but I'm not going to let anybody else do it for me. I'm not going to let anybody else save. Well, for those of us who have decided to make Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, as we come into the midst of the kingdom of God, here's what happens for so many people as I talk with people. So many people that I've talked to and that I've listened to, they still believe they remain in their low standing. They come into the kingdom of God and they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And now they believe, yes, I'm saved. Yes, but now they still believe they're in that low place. And that they'll never be any better, but at least I'm saved. At least I know that I will go to heaven. Have you met folks like that? They know they're saved. They know beyond the shadow of a doubt when they die that they will go to heaven to live with Jesus Christ for all eternity. But they still believe that they're of the lowest position only. I can't get any higher than where I am right now. And to me, that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing because if you read this passage, it says God chooses differently. God purposely chooses those of low standing. God doesn't want the people that think they're the highest and the mightiest. God doesn't want the people that believe they're the wisest and the best skilled. God doesn't want those people. God wants to shame those people that think they're all in themselves and I'm great the way I am and I need nothing else. And God shames those people by bringing the very lowest people into the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but I have struggled most of my life with being lower than other folks. And I've struggled with that in so many different ways. And I found, tried to find so many different avenues to come back to God and be listening to God But then I find myself trudging off again, trying to do something all on my own. It's difficult because I want to excel and be the strongest in some way. I look at some of those guys at the gym when I'm lifting weights and I know it's never going to happen. I love my dear friend Jay, and I get to talk to Jay quite a bit, who works there at the rec center. And Jay's kind of built like this. If you never met Jay, you need to meet Jay. He is one of the most calming people I've ever met. And he has encouraged me greatly to get in better shape. I'm never going to excel. One, I'll never be as big as Jay, even though Jay wants me to lift with him. I'm like, Jay, I don't think I can keep up with you. But you see, sometimes we come into the kingdom of God believing that about ourselves, don't we? We're still in that low place. We're still there in that place where nothing will happen good for us and nothing will be good because we're low people. I remember one of my seminary professors talked about being low, and he was from the Midwest. And he would say, you know, sometimes you feel lower than a snake belly in a wagon rut. I don't know how you get any lower than that. A snake belly in a wagon rut. And sometimes, isn't that what we think about ourselves? As God asks us to step forward in faith? As God asks us to move deeper in the spiritual life? Isn't that what we think about ourselves? Well, I'm in the bottom of this wagon rut right now. And it doesn't get any better. Well, I got a different truth to share with you. A different truth than what so many people believe. The truth is God chose these particular people to show God's ability, thus shaming the wise and the strong. The truth is God chose these particular low people to show God's ability, thus shaming the wise and the strong. Think about this for a minute with me. If you're one of the wise and the strong people of noble birth and high standings, you accomplish things in your own strength sometimes, don't you? I can do that. I'm able to do that. I can accomplish that. And if God works through that person, what often do you see? All you still think about is that person of high standing, don't you? God's ability is not fully able to be seen in those people of high standing, or those people that are the most wisest, those people that are the most strongest. God's ability is not able to be seen fully. But when God chooses a person of low standing and God works through them, what do you see? You see the incredibleness of God's power. You see the incredibleness of God's power then, don't you? Wow, I know who that person is, and they're of low standing. They're not the strongest or the wisest, but to watch God's love flow through them is incredible, isn't it? Have you ever seen that? And then all you can say is, praise be to God, because it wasn't me. Praise be to God, because it wasn't me. And you saw that power of God work in a tremendous way. God does choose people of low standing to be part of the kingdom of God. And once you come into the kingdom of God, God wants to live through you in an incredible way. And sometimes we sell ourselves so short, don't we? God asked me to do something, and I said, God, I can't do that. God asked me to sing out in spite of whatever kind of voice I got. And I might say, you know, I can't sing. God asked me to go and help someone who needs some help. And God, you know I'm not very talented in doing that. God says, can you just go and sit with somebody for a while and listen to them speak? Listen to them share? Well, God, I won't know what to say. And God might say, I didn't ask you to say anything. I asked you just to go and listen. You see, God wants to work through you. God wants to do that through you. And when that happens, that's when this truth happens. God is able to fully show God's ability when you let God work through you. So no longer, as part of the kingdom of God, should we think, oh, I'm so unable to do that. Oh, I'm so not strong enough to do that. Oh, I'm so not wise enough to do that. And God says, good. That's why I picked you. I have had people come and talk to me at times and say, Pastor, you know, I'm not able to do that. I don't really feel gifted to do that, and I don't feel like I have the ability to do what needs to be done in this position I've been asked to serve. Well, good. We got the right person in that position. Because you're going to have to let God work through you. You're exactly the right person for that position if you feel like you can't do it. Amen? Now I'm not going to have anybody come and talk to me about not being able to do a job, am I? The truth is that God's power can only be seen the best when you admit that you can't do it. That's when God's power can be seen. Trust me, folks. I know my history. I know my past. I know who I was. And I know deep down inside me sometimes who I is. It's God that has to work through each one of us. Amen? It's God that has to do a powerful work through us. It's God that has to bring to our mind an understanding and a depth and a richness. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. I don't know if I honestly want to stand here and tell you what I was when I was called. Some of you I've shared with personally, and you know what I was. Deanne didn't marry a pastor, by the way. She married a shipyard worker that knew how to use all the words that are appropriate for the shipyard and for nowhere else. She married a person that thought he could do it all on his own. You don't believe me, ask her. She'll tell you. The truth is, God wants to work through us. We can do this. So by allowing God's power to live through you, to live the Christian life, we then can only boast in God. Right? When it goes well, when it's accomplished, when it happens, we can only boast in God then. Because God was the one that came into the midst of my life, stirred things up, and moved through me so that I could do what God was asking me to do. Amen? That's a wonderful thing. When you can see and experience and feel the power of God, by allowing God's power to live through you, to live the Christian life, then we can only boast in God. We can only boast in God then. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. So I stand here today telling you to go out into the midst of this world and boast in the Lord. I stand here and say, go out there and boast. Go out there and tell people how great your God is, how wonderful your God is, how God has lifted you up from the bottom of a wagon rut and brought you right to the highest points of your life. Because, Lord, the Lord chooses those who are low. That's who the Lord chooses. And you're here today because you've been called. You have been called already by God. Whether you have responded yet or not is a different story. But you have been called. You've been called to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to know eternal life and salvation and happiness and blessedness. You've been called. And as God has called you, God says, because sometimes you feel low, I know I got the right person. Since God chose you, you are able to live your calling from God. Listen to this. Since God chose you, you are able to live your calling from God. Will you let that sink deep within you? God's already called you. God's asked you to come into the kingdom. And since God chose you, you're able to live your calling for God. What is your next step? What is your next step in this path? Since God chose you, what's your next step? I hope your answer is to live fully into what God has for me. And to allow God to live through me in a powerful and a tremendous way, that it draws other people to Jesus Christ just by the way I live. I hope that's true for you. Because God's already called you. And God says, I have the power, the energy, the strength, and the wisdom to make you who I'm calling you to be. Will you trust me? And will you take the next step? Let's pray. Lord, we come to you not realizing sometimes what it is we need to do next. But we do know this. As we read Paul's words to the Corinthian church, a church that thought they were of great and high standing on their own, we know, Lord, that you have chosen us because we're not. And then because you've chosen us, you have empowered us to live in your ways. You want to show your strength fully, your wisdom completely. You want to show your desire to transform this world through us. And Lord, sometimes we find ourselves thinking, that can't be done. But the truth is, if we will trust in you, and rely upon you, you'll live that very life through us. We don't have to. So, Lord, thank you for that. May you give us the boldness and the courage to take the next step we need to take, to show your strength, your wisdom, and your power in the midst of this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.